Well, Peter, you walk in the dressing room today, and there's pack bags and wrap sticks and people shaking hands. What goes through your mind?
Yeah, it's not the best day of the year. Gives you a chance to kind of reflect on what we've done here the past seven, eight months. And you never want to be packing your bags at this time of year, but unfortunately, it's time to wrap it up here. And say our goodbyes and move into the offseason here.
No ordinary season that ends without a playoff spot, though. An incredible second half of the campaign for your team. You match a franchise record in home wins, second most wins in the Central Division, just 2 points from a playoff spot. What will you take from the journey this team's been on?
Yeah, you learn a lot every single year that you play, and this year was no different. Like we always say, the points in October count just as much as the points in April do. So we found ourselves behind the eight ball there at Christmas, and really proud of the guys and what we were able to accomplish in the second half. But at the end of the day, we're doing this interview today and not in 2 months. So it hurts that we were that close, but it is also, it's nice to know we gave ourselves a chance right to the bitter end there, and that's something we can kind of hang our hat on going into the offseason.
What was the experience like seeing this thing start to pick up steam coming out of the holiday break when it seemed highly unlikely you'd even be in the playoff conversation?
Yeah, that's something that is pretty internal. You don't really think about it at the time, and all of a sudden you're a month into a winning streak, and those things kind of come upon you and are really brought up more by the media than they are in the room. And it is cliche, but we really just took it one step at a time, and that was really all we could do from the place that we were in. And we just tried to go out there and win every single night, and fortunately for us in the second half, we were able to do that on a lot of evenings. So the fact that we kind of put ourselves in a tough spot there at the start of the year obviously came back to bite us, but you could see we competed with the best of them out there. Every team in our division we beat, and I think every team out of our division we beat as well at one point or another. So we know we can play with anyone, and we just have to realize how important it is to get those points early in the season.
What was that like entering this last weekend, given everything that you'd done to turn things around and know that you had a chance at the playoffs with three games on the road and two very tough buildings? Really an unusual experience, an opportunity, everything.
Yeah, and actually going into the weekend, we had no doubt in our minds that we were going to get all three wins. That was how we approached it, and that was honestly how we felt. And after the game on Saturday night there, we felt like we were the better team on the ice, and it really came down to a few bounces here and there, and we thought we were the better team that night, and that's just the way that the game of hockey is sometimes, and that's what makes it great, and that's what makes it awful as well. So it was a tough one to swallow, obviously, but we felt like we left it all out there, which is the biggest thing, and help us sleep at night here heading into the offseason.
An interesting year for you on a personal level, when we start most significantly with being named the captain of the Manitoba Moose. Huge responsibility, a new responsibility for you at this level, and one I'm sure takes time to get comfortable with. How would you describe what you went through this year and growing into the role?
Yeah, like I said, you learn a lot about yourself every single year, pro. Different adversity, different challenges that you have, and this year that was something that I was tasked with, and something that I was happy to deal with. And were there bumps along the way? Did I make mistakes? Of course. But I was really happy to be in that position. I think a lot of the older guys in the room helped me out in that spot as well. And like you know, hockey's a team game. It takes more than one person to make the whole thing tick. So give a lot of credit to all the guys in the room. It really was a team effort, and you can see down the stretch there how it was never one guy that we really relied on any given night. It was really a collection, and on any given night it was a different player that needed to step up and do something. And whether that was seen on a score sheet or whether that was heard or felt in the room by players in there that you guys might not see, it really was a combination and collection of everyone coming together.
I wanted to ask you, just to close out my questions, what it's like to grow up in Winnipeg and become a professional athlete in your hometown, and then advance into a role where you're known for your community service and giving back. Is that extra special for you, being from here and sort of maturing into that responsibility?
Yeah, I think in the position we're in, we definitely have a responsibility to give back, and I've seen it through my whole career. I was the kid on the other end of a lot of those visits when I was younger. So you realize how much it means to you when you're little, and when you can look back and reflect on that now that I'm in the position that I'm in, it makes it really easy to be able to step into those positions and do those things. Like I've said before, it really trickles down through the organization. The leaders up top, Chipper and Zinger, really put their efforts toward the community first, and that's something that we all see down here and we really respect and try to do as well. So the more we can give back, I mean, the better off everyone's going to be, especially being from Winnipeg here. I see firsthand how much and what big an influence we have on people.
Pascal was talking to us about the relationship you and he had and how it took a while to develop sort of the willingness to speak boldly and frankly about tough stuff. Did you find that was a tough process to get to the point where you could talk to him about just about anything?
I guess like anything, regardless of the position that you're in, you have to build a relationship with people, and there's a certain element of trust that you need between both of you in order for things to work. And like any relationship, it takes time and it takes continual effort from both sides to be able to establish that trust. And I mean, give Pazzi all the credit. He helped me along the way here, and we did have to have a lot of tough conversations along the way. And obviously, I understand that comes with the job here, but I'm happy to do it, and I like being in that position as well. So that's something that I think I thrive on and think I excel at as well. And obviously, the later we got here in the year and the stronger our relationship got, the easier it was for us to communicate the message that we needed to communicate to the rest of the squad.
Sounds like you have the job next year, too.
I'd love it if it's there, you know? Yeah, that's, I mean, one thing you can never take for granted in this game. You never know when you're going to have a job. So, I mean, I'm happy to do it, and I obviously love being the captain here.